3. Turgenev on Dostoevsky. Letter to Sluchevsky of December the 26th, 1861. My Bazarov, or to speak more precisely, my intentions, only two men have comprehended. Dostoevsky and Botkin. Letter to Dostoevsky of December the 26th, 1861. I am reading with great enjoyment your House of the Dead. The description of the bath is worthy of a Dante. In several figures, for example in Petrov, there are many most authentic psychological subtleties. I am truly rejoiced at the success of your journal, and repeat that I shall always be glad to give it a helping hand. Letter to Polonsky of April the 24th, 1871. I am told that Dostoevsky has immortalized me in his novel. I don't mind, if he likes to do that sort of thing. Turgenev goes on to tell of his meeting with Dostoevsky at Baden-Baden, and says more than once that he considers Dostoevsky to be mad. Letter to Madame Milutin of December the 3rd, 1872. My dear Maria Agaevna, I thank you from my heart for the friendly feelings which dictated your last letter. I was not in the least surprised by Dostoevsky's proceeding. He began to hate me when we were both young and at the commencement of our literary activities, although I did nothing to call forth that hatred. But unreasoned passions are, it is said, the strongest and most persistent of all. Dostoevsky has permitted himself something worse than a parody. He has shown me, under the mask of Karmazinov, as a secret partisan of Nechayev. It is worthy of remark that he selected for this parody the only story which I published in the journal at one time conducted by him, a story for which he overwhelmed me in his letters with thanks and praise. I still have his letters. It would certainly be rather amusing to make them public now, but he knows that I shall never do so. I am sorry that he should use his undoubtedly great talent for the satisfaction of such unlovely feelings. Evidently he does not himself prize his gifts very highly, since he degrades them to a pamphlet. Letter to Soltikov of November the 25th, 1875. The theme of Goncourt's novel is very daring. As he says himself, the book is the fruit of a close scientific study of the life of prostitutes. But at all events, it's something very different from Dostoevsky's Hobbledehoy. I glanced at that chaos in the last number of the Otechestvenia Sapiski. My God, what a welter of hospital stinks. What a vain and incomprehensible stuttering. What a psychological rubbish heap. Letter to Soltikov of September the 24th, 1882. I also read Mikhailovsky's article on Dostoevsky. He has rightly divined the characteristic mark of Dostoevsky's creative work. In French literature, too, there was a like case, namely the famous Marquis de Sade. This latter depicts in his Tourments et Supplices the sensual pleasure afforded by the infliction of refined tortures, and Dostoevsky, in one of his books, enlarges on the same sort of delights. And when one thinks that all the Russian bishops said masses for the soul of this Marquis de Sade, and even preached sermons about his great love for all mankind. Truly, we live in a remarkable age.